Salisbury, North Carolina, population just shy of 34,000, can now lay claim to the title of city with the fastest internet in the U.S. It's not operated by Google, Verizon, or Time Warner Cable. Instead, it's a homegrown fiber optic network. WFAE's Ben Bradford says when city officials launched it, the only title they were seeking was employed.
Salisbury is one of those classic American towns with a prototypical Main Street. Old buildings, mom-and-pop shops, storefront windows, a church bell gongs out the time. But at the very end of the historic section, there's a larger office building with Integro Technologies inside.
So we build final inspection systems, cosmetic inspection systems, packaging systems, robotic cells.
Company IT head Pat LeFerrier says it requires fast internet. Integro buys from the city of Salisbury, which started its own provider a few years ago. LeFerrier says it's fast.
We've got people that download hundreds of gigabytes a day, and without that speed, it would drive everybody nuts.
Fibrant, as it's called, offers download speeds of 1 gigabit per second. That's about 20 times faster than Time Warner Cable's fastest offering in Charlotte, and the same speed as Google's much-ballyhooed fiber optic network operating in Kansas City and under construction in Charlotte and Raleigh. But as of yesterday, Salisbury now offers an even faster speed, 10 gigabits, the fastest internet, the city claims, available to all residents in any city. That wasn't the original plan, says Mayor Paul Woodson. He says 10 years ago, the city council looked to attract companies like Integro, not break any records.
All we're trying to do is differentiate ourselves from other cities. We lost our mills. We lost our furniture factories. We decided we needed to do something to replace the manufacturing that was, the whole country was losing, not just Salisbury, the whole country. So that's how we got started.
The council began to explore the idea of a faster fiber optic data network to lure new technology jobs. Assistant City Manager John Softley says the city first approached the cable companies that already offered internet.
None of them were interested in doing anything beyond what they were doing.
Cable traditionally uses copper wire to send electrical signals. Fiber optics embed the data in light, which can be much faster, but requires a major overhaul, says Christopher Mitchell, who tracks community-owned broadband.
The main thing is that the existing cable and telephone companies really don't want to invest in the fiber network. Fundamentally, you have to take these fiber optic cables and connect everyone's house with them.
So Salisbury became one of the few U.S. cities to commission its own, using $33 million in bonds. Fibrant began operating in 2010, first at lower speeds, and then offering 1 gigabit last year for about $100 a month to interested residents. So far, only a handful. As city officials tell it, they weren't looking to go faster. But then in December, the city hired Kent Windrick. He'd been working on fiber networks that stretched across Europe. Windrick thought Fibrant could go much faster than 1 gigabit, or technically even 10.
Actually, the fiber, I believe, is capable of well over 100 gigs.
The problem is getting the hardware on each end of the cable to match those speeds. The city was already going to replace some routers. He saw an opportunity to upgrade.
We changed out our router and we realized that we could actually bump this up and be the first city in the world to do it. So we were just scratching our heads going, really? We're going to be the first ones? And we kept checking with everybody that we knew. And they said, well, we don't know of anybody. So we just kind of jumped all over it. And it was really very easy to do, surprisingly easy to do.
The cost will vary for businesses, but in the range of $400 per month, Windrick says. Catawba College is the first user, with one connection and more planned. Governor Pat McCrory returned to his alma mater to announce the network. He said when he started on campus, his parents gave him an electric typewriter.
I thought at that point in time, technology couldn't get any better.
And he touted Fibrant's economic potential.
It will help us in recruiting new jobs for North Carolina, for this entire region.
Possibly. But Mayor Woodson admits the fast network has been slow to attract customers. He says it has about 3,300 businesses and residents right now, short of the goal of 4,500.
Right now we've got some small companies coming in, some engineering skill companies. They're bringing in 15 or 20, 25 high-paid people. But we still need the bigger jobs. We still need to pull people in where the big plants are coming in.
Now that it has arguably the fastest network in the country, the question is if Fibrant can achieve its original goal. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Salisbury.